Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Some people lost everything. Floodwater even took their pictures in South Carolina. Thousands of homes damaged or destroyed.
It's just something that, you know, you don't really expect to ever happen to you.
And there may be more flooding.
A lot of this is determined by the tide. So if you come here on low tide, you could probably drive through very safely. And then as the high tide comes in, so do the floodwaters. And they anticipate that they'll continue to rise over the next day or so as floodwaters roll in from the Midlands.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri in Georgetown. 19 people have died in the Carolinas. There's something new in the probe into Hillary Clinton's private emailing while Secretary State. Cyber attacks targeting her server. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
The attacks reportedly originated in China, South Korea, and Germany after she left office in 2013, according to the AP. It's believed software blocked the attacks, but Senate Homeland Security Chairman Republican Ron Johnson says there was a period around that time when threat protection was not installed.
The reckless disregard the Secretary basically had for the classified information of this nation. I don't know what state secrets were revealed.
A Clinton spokesman attacked Johnson by linking him to the House Benghazi Select Committee, which the Clinton presidential campaign says is politically motivated. Dave.
Rachel, all those Russian airstrikes in Syria have helped the regime battle rebels. The Syrian chief of staff says today they're in the middle of a new offensive. NATO is worried. Defense ministers are gathered in an emergency meeting today.
We are implementing the biggest reinforcement of our collective defense since the end of the Cold War.
NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg concerned about Russian violations of Turkish airspace. The U.S. says it will not coordinate strategy with the Russians in Syria so long as Moscow targets more than just ISIS. It's happened again today in Israel. Another stabbing. A teenager stabbed a Jewish seminary student. The teenager was Palestinian. The student was seriously wounded. So there have been now four Israelis killed in the last several days. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Where do more than 2 million people go each day to do their best work? They go to Regus. Regus has beautifully designed, tech-powered offices and co-working spaces with full admin support. Let Regus manage the details for you so you can focus on your business. Call Regus at 1-800-OFFICES to get up and running fast, without the hassle. Join the 2 million people who have found a better way to work. And right now, get a free office or meeting room for a day when you call 1-800-OFFICES. Regus, here to help you grow.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service to...
WTAW News Time is 7:04. 68 degrees right now at the station. We will take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort, GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Brazos County District Court jury reached its decision last night on the punishment of convicted capital murderer Gabriel Hall.
The jury sentenced Hall to death for the stabbing and shooting of Edwin Chard Jr. nearly 4 years ago in his College Station home. The jury's decision was the result of two unanimous votes. First, the jury decided Hall's a continuing threat to society. Then the jury decided there were no mitigating circumstances to warrant Hall receiving life without parole. Hall's lawyers did not sway the jury that the 22-year-old's life should be spared because he suffered a brain injury at birth and how he was raised by his biological parents in the Philippines and his adopted parents in College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The New Blinn College District president has reorganized top leadership. Changes for Mary Hensley includes changing the title and role of the next person who is responsible for the day-to-day operations of Blinn's Brazos County campuses. Instead of campus president reporting to Dr. Hensley, the position becomes executive director, who will report to a newly created position of executive vice president and legal counsel. As for former Brazos County campus president Sylvia McMullen, she's moved into another new position created by Dr. Hensley, that of executive director of resource and grant development for all Blinn campuses. Taking over as interim director of Blinn's Brazos County campuses is Dr. Hensley's chief of staff, Jimmy Bird. The College Station City Council will be considering regulations to allow outdoor food courts composed of mobile food trucks. The 27-page proposal received the endorsement of the Planning and Zoning Commission last week. Three public speakers gave varying degrees of support. Food truck owner Laura Mendez wants to be open in Northgate after the bars close.
Most of my sales come after 2 a.m., after everybody leaves the clubs, the bars, and they're hungry. I think it helps, actually, for us to be there and selling, because that way they don't have to drive someplace.
City staff told PNZ the police department wants nothing open after 2 a.m. in order to clear out the core area of Northgate. The cities of Bryan and College Station are co-hosting a public hearing on the future of ride-sharing companies. You're invited to tell the city staff what you think about regulating Uber, Lyft, and similar operations on Monday afternoon. The gathering is in Bryan City Council chambers from 3 until 4:30. Bryan school board members were updated this week on the process of setting new attendance zones. While it won't start until the fall of 2017, the board may make a decision next May. The realignment is the result of elementary schools going through fourth grade, adding fifth and sixth grade intermediate buildings, and changing middle schools to seventh and eighth grades. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws says demographic information will be coming to the board next month.
And we want to consider any anticipated construction and residential growth within our community. And that's where the demographer is going to be key to tell us where she thinks our enrollment is growing and where in the next 5 years, 7 years, and 10 years.
Small groups will be formed soon that will start meeting in December, who will eventually participate in making recommendations. The small groups will be composed of parents, city officials, business people, and other community interests in the Bryan District. A second jury trial in Brazos County District Court this week is over. 41-year-old William Wagner of College Station was convicted of injuring a child and was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Wagner, who has been in jail since his arrest last August, punched his girlfriend's 10-year-old daughter, tried to punch a 12-year-old daughter several times, threw an upright vacuum cleaner at them, choked the family dog and threw it over a fence, broke several televisions, and punctured multiple tires from parked vehicles. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Acme Glass wants to take an opportunity to thank all their loyal customers. You know, in 65 years, you end up with a lot of loyal customers, but there are always people who are new to town who need to understand what kind of opportunities they have and options when it comes to glass. Well, again, with 65 years experience, people from all walks of life have come to know that Acme Glass can be there and do the job when you need it, because it's important when glass needs to be replaced. There's security concerns, there's safety concerns. Acme Glass understands that. They'll come to you and they'll fix the glass in your home, in your business, your vehicle, your piece of heavy equipment that's out in the middle of the field someplace, agricultural equipment or construction equipment. They'll come to you. All it takes is a phone call to Acme Glass. They'll be on the way. Have you gotten a little pop or a chip in your windshield because something got thrown up into the windshield? Get that thing fixed quickly, because it can end up being a crack and that can spread across your windshield. I had that happen to me on a Saturday morning. It took about 16 minutes and they had it fixed for me. And by the way, if you get your windshield from Acme Glass and you get one of those pops, they will repair that free for as long as you own that car. That's what you could expect from a company like Acme Glass, who's been around for 65 years. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, Acme Glass.
The Cherry Rufino Team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
More clouds than sunshine today. The risk of an isolated afternoon shower, a high of 85 to 90. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight. Lows will fall back to 65 to 70. Some sun peeking through the clouds from time to time tomorrow. There's the chance of a shower in the afternoon, 85 to 90. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. Sunshine with a high Saturday of 85 to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit. We'll pull the curtain back on A&M football and find out what the guys do when they're not on the field during a bye week from Connor McQueen, who's the holder and a backup quarterback for A&M. More on that. We've got all kinds of tennis action going on with A&M, and Bevo's sick. We've got all that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you at 7:50.
And we're here. It's October the 8th, and we're here.
Where else would we be?
Well, don't you remember? The world was going to end yesterday.
Yeah. And maybe it did.
No.
This is our second reality.
Well, it could be. I went ahead and splurged. I bought a four-pack of yogurt yesterday. Thumbed my nose at that prediction, so there. Oh, God. We got that going. All right, how many times do we say all you people from California can come here, just don't bring your politics
every
with you?
Time we say
at
it.
At least once today.
Yeah, that's right. Longtime Texas law against desecrating the U.S. or state flag has been ruled unconstitutional in Austin, Texas.
Shocking.
The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, that would be the highest criminal court in the state of Texas, Wednesday rebuked the 26-year-old ban that state lawmakers had approved shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court tossed a nearly identical law back in 1989. Have not been very many cases of this law having to be enforced, but this one was in 2012. 20-year-old Terrence Johnson in the town of Lovelady apparently got angry at something a clerk said to him of a racial nature, so he went outside and he threw the flag down. They arrested him for that, anyhow. Writing for the appeals court in a 6-3 decision, Judge Sharon Keller said that the law is invalid on its face. And that is a Republican-dominated court, by the way. So, just letting you know, that's what's happening in the Texas courts. All right. Okay, so, I don't know. Patrick, how many cars have you owned in your life? Yeah.
Owned?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've driven. Gone,
yeah, no,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
All about my third or fourth.
Okay, all right. Kevin, how about you?
10-ish?
Yeah, for me, I don't know. It's countless. So I was thinking that the most dependable car that I've ever had, pretty much undeniably, was a Toyota Celica.
Hmm.
Those things are bulletproof.
It was the greatest car. I mean, I don't know how many miles I put on it. I remember I was ready to get rid of it, and I was in sales then, and I'm in a client, and a guy came in and said, "Whose blue Celica is that? I wonder if they want to sell it." I'm going, "Wow." But drove it the whole time, never had to put a pound of Freon in it. What's that about?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, just good. So what was the most dependable car you ever had?
I never got to find out. The two that I would probably still be driving were taken out by accidents, but both not my fault.
Gotta hate that. Yeah. That's not fun.
No.
Yeah, that's not fun.
No, I like to drive them into the ground, and someone sent it there a little sooner than I wish.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
I would say probably maybe my first car.
Okay.
72 Chevrolet Chevelle.
No.
Four-door.
A Chevelle. A four-door.
Yeah.
You bet.
I was so excited. I was like, I'm getting a Chevelle, and then I saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, no!
Well, it's all right, though. You had a car.
That's not great. A four-door.
We really enjoyed our Corolla while we had it, but I was driving Nicole's old car when we got married, the 2000 Pontiac Sunfire, which was actually very dependable.
Really?
Sunfire. Okay. And they don't even make those anymore.
I guess not.
Well, I wonder that just because the Islamic State's plentiful propaganda videos, known mainly for their shock and gore, have recently featured something particularly strange and kind of anachronistic, and that is loads of Toyota trucks and SUVs.
Yes.
And so as a result, the government basically has asked Toyota, that is the world's second largest manufacturer, why the terrorist groups have so many of their vehicles. I mean, how would Toyota know? Come on.
I know how Toyota should respond.
Huh?
They need to ask the American government how ISIS got all these Humvees.
Good point. The company, which insists it doesn't sell vehicles to purchasers who might modify them for terrorist activities, duh, now is supporting a U.S. Treasury investigation into how these vehicles are ending up in ISIL's hands.
I'm suspicious because I was specking out a Toyota truck the other day, and I'm pretty sure I saw an option for a 50 cal mount.
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah, then you go,
Stop it.
He's kidding. Shiny white Toyota SUVs are the preferred vehicles of humanitarian organizations.
Humanation, I like
right,
that.
Yeah. Like the Red Cross and the United Nations. Toyota, in fact, supplied 150,000 vehicles over the last four decades to them. That makes the brand pretty visible in developing countries. Thus, those vehicles would be ripe for plucking by terrorists who might steal them. Okay.
So you think they're knocking off the fleet, the UN fleet?
Yeah, exactly. How's that for irony? Anyway, so they go on, this article in Quartz goes on to list the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Syrian rebels, fighters in Chad and Libya conflict. That seems to be their vehicle of choice. And poor Toyota's going, what did we ever do to you?
The official vehicle of ISIS.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait to see the commercials.
Yeah, we're just out here doing what we do, which is sell vehicles. We can't help what happens to them after that. Anyway, let's try this situation on, see how you feel about it, 718. Okay. Idaho mom brought her 10-month-old son out to eat at a Texas Roadhouse restaurant, got slammed by a pair of angry diners who left mom a nasty note complaining about her baby. Katie Leach posted on Facebook about her experience with two angry diners at the restaurant during their, as they call it, one monthly dinner that we treat ourselves to as a family. So as Katie, her mom, brother, sister, and 10-month-old Drew got ready to begin their meal, a woman sitting at the table behind them, one of two of the angry diners, walks up, slaps down this nasty note on the table, and the note read, "Thank you for ruining our dinner with your screaming kid. Sincerely, the table behind you." Now, the mom admits that baby Drew's new thing is screaming, and she also admitted that Drew was, in fact, screaming off and on while she and her family attempted to quiet him down at the restaurant. So how you feel about this? Who's wrong here?
She is.
She is the mom?
Yes.
Okay.
I was OCD about making sure with my daughter.
Yeah.
If it got the least bit uncomfortable for me,
yeah,
I'm out. I'm taking the kid outside to the bathroom, something.
Well, I think my point of view is the same, too. I generally don't remember that many situations where it was a problem.
Because I don't want to be that guy.
Well, but, I mean...
At some point, instead of leaving the note, though, you should turn around, hey, could you take it outside?
No, you can't. See, you can't do that. Not in this day and age. You cannot actually confront someone verbally. Can't do that.
Can you send them a text?
That becomes a food fight. You couldn't do a text because you didn't know how to do it, and that's why they wrote the note.
I don't have a problem with that.
All right, would you do that? Would you write the note then? On the other side of that issue.
No, but I would probably go on Facebook and call her names.
All right, see. Okay, and I guess that's what Facebook does now. For my part, you're right. The first thing you do as the parent is go, I have to be aware of my surroundings, and I have to realize that that's not what people want. For those of us who raised our kids, all right, we've done that time. Thank you. So I think that's probably right, at least in my opinion. That would be the right thing to do. But I don't know that I'm going to call that person out. I mean, you do it, you take it, chalk it up for experience.
Yeah, I would probably vent on Facebook, though. You won't believe what happened when I was at...
Yeah, well, and the other thing is that maybe restaurants need to do that, too. You need to have a kid zone. This is where the the families with kiddos will eat.
So, because there are no more smoking sections.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
We've got the infant section over here.
So, I don't know. Patrick, any thoughts?
I have no kids. I won't weigh in.
Okay, all right.
Chicken.
Well, lest I attract the karma.
Well, but yeah. okay. All right.
No, and the crying kids are one thing, and I can't. Especially new parents or, you know, just never really had to deal with that before. I don't know what I would do in that situation. What really frustrates
me. Okay, now we're
going
to stop you for a second.
Okay.
Okay, Kevin and I just explained to you what you do in that situation.
No, I know what I would do. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm more concerned about what people are thinking about me than how my kid's actually affecting them. That's
right.
That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
But it's the misbehaved kids, not just the
free-range children.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't
leash
them, I will.
Yeah, yeah. We happen to own a business where free-range children sometimes come in and cause a little bit of a disturbance. And what are you going to do? Okay, what are you going to do? Well, at some point you do. You have to kind of rein them in and go, well, no, we don't do that here.
I think lashings at some point.
Yeah, where you shop, you may be able to take the merchandise and throw it on the floor. We don't do that here. So, yeah. But again, and I think that's what happens is you end up getting more annoyed at the parents who won't control their kids because it's their little daffodil and they're doing anything wrong.
Gargan flargan.
All right, it's 7:21. So there, good. We're getting the auger going. That's always fun to be able to do that. That's kind of fun. White House wants to get standing desks. Have you heard about that?
No.
Yes, the president apparently believes that'll be a good thing. That's going to cost us a lot of money, I'm just telling you.
Cruzy Village, Brenham's full-service retirement community, has active senior apartments ready for move-in. These spacious and updated apartments are for seniors 55 and over and are designed so you can enjoy life without worrying about all the hassles. Choose an all-inclusive plan that includes housekeeping, maintenance, meal plans, and linen service, or a plan that fits your lifestyle. Cruzy Village has move-in specials for September and October, so call 979-830-1996 to schedule a lunch tour today, or visit online at cruzyvillage.org. Cruzy Village. Retirement living at its best in beautiful Brenham.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Chuck, I think it's time for a sale.
All right. How about one of our famous Brazos Valley Floor and Design tent sales?
Only if people can get great deals to get their home ready for the holidays.
How about quality flooring starting at just a quarter a square foot? Or lighting up to 75% off?
Or granite remnants starting at just a dollar a square foot?
Brazos Valley Floor and Design's tent sale on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you'll find the largest selection at even lower prices.
And that's a promise.
Good morning, 7:24, News Talk 1620, WTAW. All right, so President Obama getting on board with the standing desk deal.
That's because Michelle told him to.
Oh, you think so? The executive...
It's more healthy.
Yeah, because you have to reach down for the M&Ms that way. The executive office of the president estimates they will spend up to $700,000. Okay. Spend up to $700,000. What that means is they're going to spend $1.6 million, and they're just not going to tell us. Oh, it ended up costing more than we thought it would. Yeah. For height-adjustable standing desktops and accessories, the great standing desk debate has heated up over the past year or two thanks to a slew of studies and articles about the hazards of sitting for too long. Fear-inducing headlines proclaiming that sitting will kill you, or at least double your risk of type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
They're going to have to spend another $1 million after they do that when people don't want to stand up, so they buy bar-type chairs so they can sit down.
Sure. It has also been linked to a 17% increased risk in premature death. Experts in England now recommend that office workers should stand for at least 2 hours a day. Maybe the president can save taxpayers the $700,000 by requiring employees to actually walk around for a few minutes every hour. Nah, don't do that. Then they're going to stop and they're going to interrupt other people. And that will cause their productivity to fall. Then the government will become less oh, never mind. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Do have about a 20% chance of showers. It's still kind of nice in the mornings, not as nice as it was last week at this time, but still. High temperature about 90 or so all the way through Columbus Day, which is Monday, by the way. And then the low each night will probably be in the upper 60s, but still fairly pleasant. 20% chance of showers, they're telling us, after 1 o'clock today, then tonight, tomorrow, and on tomorrow night as well. So we'll see. Right now the winds are calm, 87% relative humidity, and we have 64 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
3 years ago, California voters were seduced into voting for a ballot measure for the children. They were told if they agreed to raise taxes on corporations, the money would be spent on projects to make schools more energy efficient, and they would create new green energy jobs. Plus, there'd be huge energy savings from the renovated schools. Tom Steyer, the environmentalist wacko billionaire, put up $30 million of his own money to convince voters to approve the measure, which was called the Clean Energy Jobs Act. Well, the AP recently examined how it's worked out. They found that over half the $300 million that was given to schools has been spent on consultants and energy auditors. And instead of creating 11,000 jobs a year as promised, so far, 3 years later, only 1,700 jobs have been created in total. In the L.A. Unified Scruel District, which has over 1,000 Scruels, not one project has been completed. Two Scruels were supposed to have their lighting retrofitted over the summer. That didn't happen. Construction work hasn't even started. The money that was supposed to be generated by all the green energy, it hasn't materialized as promised either. The State Energy Commission, which oversees spending, is useless. They can't provide any data on projects created under the program or what energy savings have been achieved. Soon it might become obvious to even hardcore liberal wackos this green energy movement is a total scam and an expensive one. In other words, folks, it's just typical liberalism. It's what it is.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert.
A Brazos County District Court jury took about 8 hours to decide whether Gabriel Hall should be executed for capital murder.
The jury sided with the prosecution, which was seeking the death penalty after Hall stabbed and shot Edwin Chard Jr. and left his wife for dead after stabbing her almost 4 years ago. The jury made 2 unanimous votes that Hall's a continuing threat to society and that there were no mitigating circumstances to warrant Hall receiving life in prison without parole. Defense lawyers spent the majority of the last 4 weeks trying to convince the jury that Hall should be spared death because of how he was born and raised in the Philippines and when he was adopted by a College Station family. And Hall's lawyers also maintained he should not die because their client sustained brain damage at birth. Before the jury was brought into the courtroom yesterday, the judge denied 40 pages of defense objections related to jury instructions. Defense lawyers also objected to prosecutors using a mannequin to display what Hall was wearing at the time of the murder. The mannequin was allowed on the condition the jury was told it was taller than Hall, which was the point of the defense objection. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes a proposal allowing outdoor food courts made up of mobile food trucks. Three speakers before the Planning and Zoning Commission voiced concerns. Alex Long, who is interested in bringing a food court to Northgate, says it would be cost prohibitive if he's required to rent mobile restrooms.
I got an estimate for the mobile trailers, just as described from a local company, and it was $583 a day. Generally, a truck would lease out a spot for around $100 a day. It's the most the market could bear. If you get more than that, you start to run into, at what point can we lease a brick-and-mortar building? One of our buildings on Northgate leases out for $191 a day, and it's 4,500 square feet with full kitchen facilities.
PNZ members directed public speakers to the council meeting to share their opinions, which also included a desire to be open in Northgate after the bars close, something that's opposed by the police department. For more than a year, the city councils in College Station and Bryan have been wrestling with proposed regulations for ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft. That's led to holding a public forum hosted by both cities Monday afternoon. Anyone with something to say about the rules covering vehicles for hire in either or both cities is welcome to speak. Monday's forum is in Bryan City Council chambers from 3 until 4:30. 4 months into her new job as Blinn College District President, Mary Hensley has made leadership changes affecting the Brazos County campuses. Dr. Hensley has moved Campus President Sylvia McMullen to the director of a new department that will be responsible for generating new funding. Dr. Hensley has done away with the Campus President's position and replaced it with an executive director. That person will report to another new position, Executive Vice President and Legal Counsel. Interviews are being done to fill the vice president's post, and the Brazos County director on an interim basis is Dr. Hensley's chief of staff, Jimmy Bird. A spokesman says the reorganization is more in line with the structure accepted by Blinn's accrediting agency. The Bryan School Board continues down the road to realign attendance zones by next May to give parents a year to prepare when they take effect in the fall of 2017. Assistant Superintendent Amy Drost says they recently sent this fall's enrollment information to their demographer, who will present a report next month. Then small groups will start meeting in December, composed of parents, business people, city officials, and other community representatives.
Where we meet with them, go over the zones, some samples, get their feedback, get their input. At the end of the small groups, we will bring all those small groups together for a collective meeting. February through April, we'll do some large group meetings. And then in May, we would like to be bringing you a recommendation.
The realignment is the result of elementary schools going through fourth grade, adding fifth and sixth grade intermediate buildings, and changing middle schools to seventh and eighth grades. Another Brazos County District Court jury heard about what three girls went through from their mother's boyfriend and their mother. The jury convicted a 41-year-old William Wagner of College Station of injury to a child, and the judge sentenced him to 7 years. According to prosecutors, the mother recently sent the 10, 12, and 13-year-olds to live with their grandmother. That's after the mother attempted to have charges against Wagner dropped and was uncooperative with investigators. In August of last year, while Wagner was drunk and the mother was outside the home, he punched the 10-year-old girl in the face, tried to punch the 12-year-old, and threw an upright vacuum cleaner at two of the girls. During the same incident, Wagner choked the family dog and threw it over a fence, broke several televisions, kicked out the front door to their house, and punctured multiple tires from parked vehicles. Wagner, who could have received a 10-year sentence, has a criminal history that includes punching a 14-year-old girl in Waller County. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 68 degrees. Let's look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, we believe that when you search for a home, your experience online should be as personalized as your experience in the real world. Your decision to call a house home goes beyond the number of bedrooms, baths, and price. Now you can also search by commute time, schools, neighborhoods, parks, public transit, and other things important to your lifestyle. Welcome to the friendliest search in real estate, bhgliving.com.
Nothing says great times quite like Aggie football, and Watercrest at Bryan Retirement Community celebrates the 12th man in style. Enjoy beautiful independent living in the heart of Aggieland with spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom residences, views of legendary Kyle Field, community tailgate parties, and more. Customize your lifestyle at Watercrest at Bryan, a game day Aggie broadcast partner, and schedule your tour today. Visit watercrestbryan.com, where the maroon and white is always on full display.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder for you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season on 88.5 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Surf Pro of the Brazos Valley, Strata Auto Repair, Kelly Bird Dozer, and Intech Pest Management.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football on 88.5 FM. Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Good morning, it's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
More clouds than sunshine today. The risk of an isolated afternoon shower, a high of 85 to 90. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight. Lows will fall back to 65 to 70. Some sun peeking through the clouds from time to time tomorrow. There's the chance of a shower in the afternoon, 85 to 90. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. Sunshine with a high Saturday of 85 to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A bunch of my buddies are going to play golf today.
That's Connor McQueen about what some of the guys may be doing on their off day, because the guys get a little bit of a break during a bye week. We'll have more on that. Bevo is not feeling well. Wild card in the NL and more coming up in sports here in about 13 minutes.
At Cal's even Steers even stupid enough to know how bad that football team is. I'm just saying.
Oh, goodness.
Right.
So the 89th annual Needless Markup Christmas catalog unveiled this week. If you want to give a motorcycle enthusiast in your life a set of limited edition wheels and a trip down the California coastline with Keanu Reeves, the Arch Motorcycle and Ride Experience can be yours for $150,000.
Whoa. It'd be interesting to meet with Keanu Reeves. I've heard interesting stories about him.
Just go, whoa.
I know kung fu.
Yeah, really. So anyway. For $125,000, the Orphan Barrel Project puts you and five of your friends in charge of the Stitzler Weller Distillery in Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey.
There you'll go barrel hunting for bourbons recently discovered at old rickhouses and distilleries. And you get 24 bottles, 8 different Orphan Barrel bourbons. Never be tasted again.
How much?
$125,000.
Okay, how many people we got to get to go in with us for that one, Patrick?
I don't know. The 2015 Needless Markup Limited Edition Mustang Convertible can be yours for $95,000. 700 horsepower, supercharged, 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. Okay, are you one of those people who's got a passion for journaling? Then you can order the $10,000 Couture Diary, hand-painted by artist Abigail Vogel. The hand-bound book will include 60 custom-made sheets of calfskin. The artist's husband will bind it in red and black Scandinavian calfskin. Think of the calves. My goodness, why would you do that? The dream trip to India could be yours for $400,000.
Depends on what part of India.
12-day vacation sends two people to India by private plane, offers ground transportation by vintage car. That means no air conditioning. Lodging at the finest hotels and dinner hosted by royalty, plus private cricket lessons. If you like music, pick the Texas Guitar Trio gift. $30,000 present consists of guitars commissioned by the Texas Music Legends. For the kids, a set of ultimate children's costumes, each personalized in Mackenzie Child's trunk, For just $5,000, your children can swing through the air as Spider-Man or morph into Cinderella. 196-page catalog features more than 500 items. The company officials say the book is for everyone, since more than 40% of the items cost less than $250. There. By the way, you can get some of their exclusive Neiman Marcus marshmallows if you want. You can also get those at the Chocolate Gallery downtown. They won't cost
you. Oh, those are so fresh, homemade.
Yeah. Not bad at all. So, an aluminum foil wrapped house in Florida should be back to normal in about a month. A few months ago, the resident, Peter Janowski, covered his house, including the concrete driveway and surrounding palm trees, with sheets of aluminum foil. Neighbors and his landlord are a little bit stumped over the, you know, don't you have something in your lease that says you can't wrap aluminum foil around my property? But nonetheless, he calls it an art project, says the foil will be down in about a month. I'm sure there are probably pictures on the internet somewhere. So you
I'm looking at it.
All right. Hello.
Pretty nifty.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but does it include the famous cookies?
You know, I don't know if it includes the famous cookies or not. I'm not sure.
Did you mention the $90,000 balloon ride?
I didn't mention that. No, I didn't.
It's a trip to the edge of space.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. How much is that?
$90,000. Yeah, he said that.
I got to get a new gig.
So do they come
another
to,
gig?
Do they come to your place or do you have to go somewhere? You know, what I mean, that's part of it.
Well, you leave from
I'm
the
looking.
House?
I don't know if you leave from the house or do you have to get up to where they are?
This is pretty cool. Right. The duration of the flight's about 5 to 6 hours. The space capsule features refreshments, a bar, and a lavatory. You can pee at the edge of space.
And get bombed.
Just not out the side of the ship. So.
Oh, very unusual. Okay, speaking of a little odd, the black sheep of the Quaid family has been detained for a second time in Montreal. That'd be Randy Quaid, and he's facing deportation. Today, they're going to have a hearing about that, along with his wife, Evie. The biggest problem for Mr. Quaid is all those warrants that are waiting for him when he comes back down to U.S. America. TMZ reports that his wife is making things worse by tweeting her criticism for U.S. America. Oh, and also for Canada, who's basically been harboring him for the last 3 years. She said, I love that Canada needs to learn how to wake up and criticize the lousy government. P.S. We got arrested by an actual tall midget. I don't know.
They're nuts.
Hello.
I mean.
That balloon ride?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't get to the edge of space from here. You got to go someplace else to start.
I'm just glad that Randy Quaid and Evie found each other. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise there'd be twice as many crazy people out there, I'm thinking. Okay. Oh, Lionsgate movies. They make movies. They've decided not to do a Hillary Clinton movie. Clinton, the early years.
Considering I know them for, like, Saw movies, I think that's a good thing.
I don't know. If you go much further down that road, though, the Secret Service is going to stop by.
Yeah, they probably would. They have a couple of questions they'd like to go ahead and ask you. Oh, by the way, Sunday's Walking Dead premiere combines the best elements of AMC's smash hit franchise with one 90-minute zombie spectacular.
Woo!
This according to the producer, Scott Gimple. Mr. Gimple says, I believe that season 6 premiere gives Walking Dead fans everything. It starts off with some of the high intensity that we've seen over the years, and then it gets contemplative very quickly. Really? You going to sit around and think about stuff while you're watching a zombie show?
Yes.
All right.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't do that.
I understand. So, I'm sure that it's happened to you. It's happened to us all. We miss a mortgage payment or a credit card payment on time. Don't panic. It's really okay. There are a few things you need to know. Most mortgages come with a 15-day grace period. So as long as you pay it by then, you should be fine. After that, you're likely to get hit by late fees. Most credit cards will hit you with a late fee if you're just one day late. But if it happens infrequently, then you can call them, and they'll usually waive the fee. Good news is that creditors typically won't report you as late to the credit bureaus until you're 30 days late, so it won't impact your credit score as long as you pay by then. And by law, a credit card cannot raise your interest rates because of being late until you are 60 days past due.
Oh.
And then they can change that.
And by the way, I got something in the mail this week from one of my credit card companies about how they're changing their policy. You need to read those things.
Uh-huh. that one going, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah.
Can you say good. What it was?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they took their new minimum down from whatever it was to a base minimum of $27 a month for the fee. And so it was like a percentage of the late fee uh-huh. to be a percentage of something. Now the minimum is $27.
Gotcha.
So we'll see. Anyway, time for shower thoughts. Time Yay! For shower thoughts. Debit cards are the reason we are not finding money on the ground anymore.
Ah.
Okay, think about that. Every time I use the wrong password to sign into a website, I'm telling that website the passwords I use on other sites. yeah. Tattoo artists are like genies. You have to be very specific about what you want or they can really mess up your life. If Spice Girls came out today, would they be called Pumpkin Spice? And... Entering 100 on a microwave will cook your food less than entering 99. Okay, because that's...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, and I wonder if I've bought the clothes I will die in.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix things up a bit.
Then you'll love our new Korean barbecue pulled pork. Slow-cooked pulled pork tossed in our sweet and spicy soy barbecue sauce made with authentic Korean peppers and spices. Amazingly, just 400 calories.
I gotta try that.
Coming right up. Our new Subway Korean barbecue pulled pork won't be here long, so try one today. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Calories refer to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Some of you listening today are struggling to keep your marriage afloat. In fact, your problems run so deep, you're wondering if your marriage is even worth saving. I have no doubt that what you're facing is difficult, but I believe your marriage is worth fighting for a lot of reasons. If you're a parent, one of the most important considerations ought to be the welfare of your kids. Some say children are relieved when their parents divorce if it means they'll stop arguing, but that's really not true. In fact, studies show that divorce is one of the biggest fears children have. 25 years later, grown children whose parents divorce still remember the loneliness and fear their parents' breakup caused them. Research also shows that divorced couples aren't significantly happier once their marriage ends, and most people wish they had worked harder to save their marriage. But what happens if you put in the work to repair and strengthen your marriage? Again, the research shows that in most cases, each spouse experiences greater physical, mental, and emotional health, and their relationship is stronger and happier. So here's the takeaway. You don't have to choose between staying in an unhappy marriage or divorcing and being just as miserable. If both of you are willing to try, your marriage can be healed and restored. Sure, it'll take work, but it is possible to develop the happiness and intimacy you and your spouse have been looking for all along. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
My name is Ruth Roosey. I'm a retired teacher. I'm 91 years old, and this is how I live United. I say retired, but not really. Once a week, I read books to children as part of United Way's education program. Reading to a child creates links between language and literacy. It creates a bond between grown-up and child. And believe it or not, it prepares them for a better academic future. Oh, we read about frogs and flies and pigs with wings, all sorts of juicy stuff. It's a joy to watch all those little faces. I figure I have the time and they have the need. And I've always believed that if we're not here to help each other, then what are we here for really? My name is Ruth Roosey. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Honey Ann, good morning. Sports fans, I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. The ninth-ranked Texas A&M football team is coasting a little this week as it is a bye week. And Coach Sumlin said it's very important for his players to not only get rest physically, but also mentally. And quarterback and holder Connor McQueen said he's going to do just that.
It's good for a lot of the guys to kind of release. You know, I got a bunch of my buddies are going to play golf today, so it's just, you know, get away, kind of do the things that we like to enjoy outside of football.
The guys will get back to work October the 17th when they welcome the eighth-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide to Kyle Field. Kickoff scheduled for 2:30, which means the pregame show from the Fan Zone starts at 11:30 with Tom and Scott. And you can catch that on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Fall tennis is in full swing, and the A&M men's team has advanced a double set to the ITA All-American main draw. Sophomore Jordy Arakonda and junior Max Larkin advanced yesterday with a pair of wins. Five members of the Texas A&M women's tennis team begin competition at the Riviera ITA All-American for the ladies' side in Pasadena, California. Juniors Saskia Gravalowska and Rachel Pearson will compete in the 64-player singles draw, and two Aggie teams represent A&M in doubles, including Pearson and sophomore Ava Palama. They're number four in seeding, anyway. And the senior tandem of Stephanie Histrov and Inez DeHeza. They'll compete in doubles as well. Now, the A&M volleyball schedule says they're supposed to go to Columbia, South Carolina on Sunday. For now, that looks to be the case, but the University of South Carolina officials have decided to move the football game Saturday from Columbia to Baton Rouge and LSU. Carolina officials wanted to keep the game in Columbia, but now say law enforcement would be needed to direct traffic at the stadium is better used helping people get back on their feet. In National League wildcard action last night,
a half swing, soft liner to second, caught by Castro, and the Cubs shut out the Pirates, and they will move on to St. Louis.
Jake Arrieta struck out 11 and allowed just four hits in the Chicago Cubs' 4-0 blanking of the Pittsburgh Pirates. The win gives the Cubs the right to face their rival, the St. Louis Cardinals, in the division series. That happens on Friday. Now, the Rangers are getting ready for the Blue Jays, and Texas skipper Jeff Banister said, don't count them out just yet, no matter how good you think the Blue Jays are.
We know that that's a really good ball club over there. We look at the numbers. We've seen it. We hear everything that's being said. Dynamic ball club. A lot of power. They love playing in this ballpark. We know that we got to play well. We got to pitch well, play well. We do that, we got an opportunity.
This afternoon, Texas is in Toronto for Game 1 of the ALDS. That game starts at 11:45. Houston hits the road for Kansas City and the Royals. And Astros manager A.J. Hinch said they had to change the culture in Houston entirely just to make the playoffs.
They were tired of losing. And I think the one thing that was important to me in the spring was to get their mindset right to where, you know, our best was good enough on a daily basis. And you can't ever be comfortable with losing at this level. It'll beat you down. The mentality was there was a great hunger at the beginning of the season. I think we needed to add some belief. And as we played better and better as the season went along, we started to believe a little bit.
Royals and Stros tonight, 6:35. And both of those games, by the way, can be heard on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell expects league owners to vote on franchise relocation to Los Angeles in a few months. The current timetable calls for submission of application for relocation, say that three times fast, in January when the owners could vote.
We have three teams that are interested. That have been struggling to get stadiums built in their own communities for not just several years, but even decades. And that's something that, as I said before, there's a recognition that has to get resolved for the long term.
The Steelers president, Art Rooney, said he doesn't envision the timetable being changed, noting that St. Louis, Oakland, and San Diego are still putting together their proposals to keep the teams. The NFL owners approved more international regular season games through 2025, including games in places other than England. An agreement to stage games in the United Kingdom through 2016 was not only extended, but other nations such as Mexico, Germany, and Canada will be considered for international games. The league is also looking at moving the Pro Bowl to an international site as well. And finally, the University of Texas at Austin says the Longhorn Steer mascot Bevo 14 has a life-threatening condition and will not travel for the Red River Shootout in Dallas with Texas and number 10 Oklahoma at the Cotton Bowl. The Silver Spurs organization, the one that looks over Bevo, did not disclose what was making him sick. Bevo 14 has been the school mascot since 2004. And that's your sports brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Home Care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It is time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival beginning Saturday, October the 10th through Sunday, November 29th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 50-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are now on sale at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Going to be another great weekend to visit Peach Creek Vineyards. Their tasting room, bigger and improved. More room for you to bring more friends in to enjoy a wider selection of the taste that they have at Peach Creek Vineyards. They're located south of College Station. Kind of a unique deal. It's a winery and vineyard right there together. And they're open from Fridays from 1 until 5 and Saturdays noon to 6 and Sundays from 1 until 5. But also special times for you if you make arrangements ahead of time. Great opportunity for you to bring a few friends out and enjoy a glass of wine or a bottle of one of their wines. You can bring snacks if you want to, or they have some that they can prepare for you as well. Now, other deal is if you're looking for wine-centric gifts in their gift shop, they have lots of different things for wine lovers, in addition, obviously, to the wines themselves that you can buy from Peach Creek Vineyards. And while you're there, you'll probably be able to enjoy being out in a little covered pavilion area that they have, which overlooks the winery. It's a great place for a special occasion, anything from an informal wedding to a family get-together. And if you become a member of the Peach Creek Vineyard Wine Club, you can enjoy discounts on wines and also renting the facility. So for more information about the wines they've got available for you and ask about their Lone Star Olive Ranch olive oil that they have there, go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, a fleet of 100 self-driving Volvo XC90s will hit the road in Sweden in 2017. Now we kind of have a sense of just how its Sensus, spelled S-E-N-S-U-S, self-driving interface will operate. As soon as the car recognizes it's on the freeway portion of a programmed route, it offers to take over for the driver. With a click of a pedal shifter that's mounted behind the steering wheel, the driver indicates that they are ready for full autopilot to take over. Once the autopilot's activated, the system counts down how long the driver can remain at rest behind the wheel. At rest. Does that mean like eyes closed? Yeah. It knows, based on the navigation information, how far the vehicle will travel before it leaves the freeway. While autopilot is engaged, the Volvo monitors 360-degree view of the road around it and reacts accordingly to other cars or obstacles. And if it encounters a scenario in which you need to regain control of the car, it will alert you. What, a mild shock? A pinprick? How does that work? Anyway.
It's like your iPhone alarm.
Yeah. It will alert you, and you, if you don't retake control, then it will bring itself to a safe but swift stop in the lane. Just saying. All right. Coming out in 2017, it'll be the self-driving car.
I wonder how long until we're at a point where all of the 18-wheelers are...
Well, but the problem is the route, and maybe what they'll do is they'll do that on an interstate or something like that. Why do you think of 18-wheelers?
Just because they can drive nonstop then. You don't have to worry about driver fatigue or anything else.
I'm thinking basically they're the safest ones on the road. Why would we want to turn them over to a machine?
Because you don't have to pay them.
No, it's the rest of us Mozons who need to be protected by having a car that's smarter than we are. Look for a high temperature today, about 90 degrees all the way through Monday, it looks like. WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 8 o'clock.